This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
There was a rally this afternoon in support of the Freeport man whose controversial arrest was caught on video.
They beat him! And they beat him brutally.
Says Pastor Arthur Mackey, one of those rallying here at a church in Freeport.
What do we want?
The dozens who rallied in the cold say excessive force was used after the arrest of 44-year-old Akbar Rogers. The arrest was caught on video, and you can hear him screaming for help, the pastor says.
Akbar Rogers experienced police brutality by some out-of-control rogue police officers.
Here is activist Bria Baker.
Because what the police chief is going to say, what they're going to get in the media say, what they're going to probably put out in a press release, is that there were warrants out, is that he had done X, Y, and Z that deserved whatever. But 3 seconds into the video, he was already on his stomach, and they should have apprehended him just like that.
An investigation into the arrest is underway. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio, 880.
Harvey Weinstein was back in court today facing accusations that he tampered with his electronic ankle monitor. WCBS's Steve Burns has more from Manhattan Criminal Court.
Prosecutor Joan Aluzzi is accusing Harvey Weinstein of dozens of violations around his ankle monitor, going missing for hours and deliberately forgetting it. His attorney, Donna Rotuno, chalks it up to technical glitches.
The bracelet being out of range or a cell tower not being able to pick up a signal.
She says there was never any intent to disobey the rules.
We speak to him on a daily basis. We know exactly where he is at all times.
No ruling was made on a possible punishment. They're set to resume discussions on Wednesday. Prosecutors also asked for a gag order, accusing Rotuno of tainting the jury pool with her frequent media appearances. Judge James Burke quickly denied the request.
I'm really well aware of what the rules of ethics are and what I can and can't say.
Weinstein is walking with a noticeable limp. In addition to a back problem, Rotuno says the constant scrutiny around the case has been tough on him. His trial is set to get underway on January 6th. Outside Manhattan Criminal Court, Steve Burns, WCBS, News Radio 880.
Elizabeth is joining Newark in suing New York City over its homeless relocation plan. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb with that story.
Mayor Chris Bollwage says Elizabeth has discovered 48 units into which New York City has placed what Mayor de Blasio calls the working poor. Mayor Bollwage says it hasn't worked out that way in some cases.
In one location, a family moved in that was supposed to be working in a member of our Board of Education's house. In the second floor, they were not working. They never worked. The young child, not sure they went to school. They trashed the apartment and left it a mess.
And Mayor Bollwage notes New York City paid the whole year's rent in one fell swoop, adding, in a year's time, a number of these people who have moved in will end up Elizabeth's responsibility. Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
A New Jersey man pleaded guilty today to his role in a scheme that raked in more than $400,000 in online donations. Mark D'Amico, his ex-girlfriend, and homeless veteran Johnny Bobbitt made up a story about Bobbitt giving his last $20 to the ex-girlfriend when she ran out of gas on the side of a road. D'Amico has pleaded guilty to misapplication of entrusted property.
The WCBS Exergen weather forecast. Craig Allen, I looked at your weekend forecast. It's going to be cold tomorrow.
It is. Tomorrow's the colder of the 2 days, and then we have to deal with milder weather, but with rainy weather as well. That's why I say we have to deal with it, because we won't be able to really get to enjoy the 50s that are coming along for the first couple of days of next week. In the meantime, speaking of getting colder, for those of you who are traveling north on up the Hudson Valley to beyond Poughkeepsie, you know, we're talking about up to the ski resorts, Kingston, Saugerties, Albany, perhaps, if that's where you're headed for this weekend, or same thing for Litchfield County in Connecticut. It's snowing, and there has been, a couple inches of snow for those locales, so be aware of that for this evening. As for us, the last of the sprinkles are starting to move away off to the east and south. Lows by morning, upper 20s to low 30s, and even colder wind chills tomorrow. The gusty breeze, highs in the 30s, mid-30s, that's it tomorrow. Saturday night will be clear and cold, and then Sunday, increasing clouds, 40 to 45 degrees. Right now, it's a mild 49, humidity 48%.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.